Via remote, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. Lebanese President Michel Aoun is calling on the cabinet to declare a two-week state of emergency in Beirut after a massive explosion Tuesday destroyed much of the city's port, killing at least 60 and injuring 3,000. Although the cause of the blast is unknown, Aoun tweeted, "It is unacceptable that tons of ammonium nitrate has been present for 6 years in a warehouse without taking preventive measures that endangered the safety of citizens." Prime Minister Hassan Diab proclaimed Wednesday a day of mourning. Condolences and support for the Lebanese people have poured in from all over the world, including neighboring Israel, which immediately said it had nothing to do with the explosion. U.S. President Donald Trump said the United States stands ready to assist Lebanon and will be there to help. Much of the port of Beirut was destroyed, and buildings and parked cars across the Lebanese capital were heavily damaged. The World Health Organization says there has been a threefold rise in the number of cases of COVID-19 among young people over the last 5 months. The World Health Organization is blaming the jump on a lack of attention to social distancing. Health experts say young people tend to be less likely to wear masks and social distance. They also are more likely to go to their jobs, to the beach, a bar, or shopping. The United States, France, Germany, Spain, and Japan are among the countries reporting the largest growth in infections among young people. Honduras announced Tuesday will reopen its airports to domestic flights next week and international flights on August 17th as it tries to restart its economy. For more news, join us at voanews.com. This